You know, Don, I don't get the Fahrenheit scale. Water freezes at 32 degrees and boils at 212 degrees. What kinds of numbers are those?
Well, Yael, you're not alone, which may be why most of the world uses the Celsius scale. Still, there's no denying that the Fahrenheit scale has its own charm.
It does?
Well, the first thing to keep in mind is that Daniel Fahrenheit was improving on a scale invented by Olaus Römer, and according to Römer's scale, water freezes at 7.5 degrees.
Weird.
That's what Fahrenheit thought, too. So he started out with the same zero as Römer's scale, but because he didn't like fractions, he divided each original degree by 4 and set his reference point so that they would be divisible by 4 as well. So the freezing temperature of water became 32 degrees, and body temperature was arbitrarily set to 96 degrees. It was only later, when scientists calibrated the Fahrenheit scale according to the boiling temperature of water, that it turned out that body temperature is actually 98.6 degrees.
Okay, but I still don't see what's so charming about the Fahrenheit scale.
The charm is in Fahrenheit's choice of zero. Think about it. Most of the Earth's moderate temperatures fall between 0 and 100 degrees Fahrenheit. And if you look at the extreme high and low temperatures on Earth, you'll see that they occur at just about the same distance from zero. And the same is true for the moon's temperatures.
Well, that is charming.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from PENCO.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.